Hi, welcome to another episode of Praiseworthy. We're excited to be here again. Eddie's laughing at me.
I'm not laughing, I'm just smiling at your beautiful
face. It's good to be able to do another episode. We actually had one planned for this week, and unfortunately it's being rescheduled. So we will get that out to you guys hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and it's going to be an amazing one.
Oh my gosh,
yeah. We're really excited to speak with that guest, but...
it's going to be absolutely amazing, yep.
Yeah, but tonight we are going to talk a little bit about how we spend Mikaylee's birthday, because it's coming up in just a couple of days, and we wanted to do this because it's one of our ways that we've come up with to deal with the difficulty of the day.
Yeah, and, you know, we actually weren't going to do this, but because of the, you know, reschedule of our previous, of what we were going to do, we both kind of felt like this was a good opportunity, like Eddie said, to just talk about, yeah, what we do for Mikaylee's birthday. So her birthday is February 19th. And so, like Eddie said, it's coming up. And we actually, since her passing, have called her birthday Angel Day. And on Angel Day, we dedicate that day to service to others, to just, you know, find ways to make someone's life a little bit better. And the reason we have chosen to do that since her passing is because we know that that's how she would want us to spend her birthday in her honor. And so we kind of just came up with this right before her first birthday and felt so good about it. And we just thought we'd take this opportunity to just, yeah, I guess dive into it a little more. And so we're excited to be able to do that. So like we said, it's called Angel Day. That's what we call her birthday. And we encourage others to find ways to serve someone. And I think when we think of service, it's easy to think of huge things. You know, like service can only be if I am going to help someone build a house or I'm going to help someone, like, I don't know, move or build something. And while those things obviously are service and they're amazing, I think a lot of times we overlook the simple acts of service that are sometimes can, you know, they could be the most important ones maybe, or most meaningful for some people. So maybe that's smiling at someone, or, you know, saying hello to a complete stranger, or maybe you have a prompting to call someone or send them a text. Just let them know you're thinking of them. Those are simple, but I think so meaningful and can totally change someone's whole day.
Yeah, the idea is basically just make the world a better place, no matter how small that place is. And just be kind to somebody. Help somebody out that maybe... I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint. There's so many things, but, you know, just do something good for somebody else. And
in return, I mean, it'll make you feel so good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I try to be grateful for a lot of things that I have and be grateful for the service that people have given me, because it really has made a difference. And it's just... one day where I can focus exclusively, okay, what am I going to do today to make somebody else happier, or, you know, fulfill a need that somebody else has? And like Mary said, you know, it's not always a big thing. A lot of times they've been small, quiet things that we don't really want everyone to know, but we know that somebody needs something and we do it. So it's helped me during times when it's easy to focus inward on, you know, a lot of things that maybe I don't have, that I can be grateful for what I do have and share a little bit of either my talents or whatever that may be to lift somebody up.
And it's also really neat too, because we get our kids involved in it. And I think, you know, anytime you have an opportunity to do service, I think it's so important to get, if you have children, to get them involved, because it just sets the standard for them to, you know, to always find ways where they could help someone. And, you know, I just think it's just a good lesson to do. And, I honestly try and do that throughout the year. I try and always find ways to get our, you know, I want our kids to know that service is a good thing, and it's not a burden, and it can not only change someone's life, but it can also change yours, and just really give you, you know, maybe that boost that you need. So in particular, for Mikaylee's birthday at Angel Day, it is really neat to get our kids involved, and, you know, they know about it every year. They know it's what we're going to do. We also do it on her, the day she passed away, so her anniversary each year. We just try and do the same thing on that day, because we know that that's how she wants us to, you know, get through that hard day as well. So for this year, we actually have thought of what we're going to do, and, you know, we don't broadcast it. Like Eddie said, we keep it, you know, to ourselves, but there's been some years where we have broadcasted it, and that's because we have wanted the help of you guys. So like for her first birthday, from when she passed away, we had a fundraiser for brain tumor research, obviously, because Eddie is dealing with that, and she was such a huge part of that whole journey for the first few years of, you know, his diagnosis. And we decided to do that fundraiser in her name, and we had shirts made that had a saying on it that she, it was, the saying was, "So this is love," you know, from Cinderella. There's that song in it, and I would always sing it to her, and she just loved it. So we felt like that would really make sense to put that on the shirts, because that's just what she loved, but also the act of serving someone is showing love, and so it all kind of tied together. And then on the back of the shirt, we had our family theme of Consider the Lilies and Remember, and angel wings. I think we had angel wings on it too. So anyway, that's just an example of something we did, and I think we did that last year too.
Yeah, that was one of the big things that we did, though. We've done much
more
key things.
Well, yeah, that's why I was just giving examples of the things we've done. But, yeah, we're not saying go do a fundraiser. But unless you want to, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Those are always
great. Do whatever you feel inspired to. But that's just one of the things that we have done. That's definitely one of the bigger things. And we're grateful for everybody who did participate in that.
Oh, my gosh, that was amazing.
You know, it was so for good. Us, it was just amazing to see how many people did it, and people on our Facebook, you know, posting pictures of them wearing the shirts. And, you know, that's when the tradition started, was on that first birthday. And so,
and people still wear the shirts too, which is so fun. Like, I'll randomly get pictures of people whose kids are wearing the shirts still, or maybe the parents are. And it just really means so much.
Yeah.
To us to see that. It's really sweet. Last year, we did another fundraiser for brain tumor research, and it was for UCLA, where Eddie received the majority of his treatments. But we did shirts again and hoodies this time.
Yes, hoodies to celebrate coming to Rexburg.
Yeah, it's freezing.
We need the hoodies.
Yeah, so it's so cold.
We did that, and...
yeah, it was really neat.
It was fun.
But yeah, those are just ideas. The other one, yeah, not, we don't, so this is our, since her passing, this is her fifth birthday, just since her passing, this is number 5. Really? Yeah, so it's been 4 years since she passed away, so I guess, yeah.
4.5 by the time her birthday rolls around.
It's crazy. But, so anyway, yeah, this year we're doing something different, and that's the other thing is, you know, you like, I think a lot of times when you serve someone, it is under the radar, and that's kind of what makes it neat too, is, you know, not that you're looking for praise from anyone. It's just good for you. You know, like you know what you're doing is maybe needed, or just it'll make, you know, just always can help you. And obviously the person you're serving. So obviously we don't share everything that we do. And I know there's so many people who do, you know, the same. They serve quietly. But so I think, yeah, I guess what we want to do is just encourage everyone who listens to this episode to find a way to serve someone on February 19th and, you know, any other day throughout the year, but in particular right now on February 19th, next Wednesday, find a way to cheer someone up or to make their day better. Like we've been saying, it could be a smile, or it could be a hello, or maybe someone dropped something so you picked it up for them, or, you know, who knows? Like Eddie said, you just do what you can do, and if you receive a prompting, follow that prompting, and whatever you do will be amazing.
Yeah, and if you want to, you know, organize something, I'm not saying you have to at all, but in the past we've used the hashtag for McKaylee, and people have shared what they've done on Angel Day.
Yeah.
And if you want to do that, and if you feel comfortable broadcasting it to other people, then feel free to use that. And her name is spelled MCKAYLEE. So hashtag for McKaylee.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. And also, we, like, every year we just encourage people to spread this too, because, you know, the more it spreads, the more people there are who are going to do good. And that's our whole goal, is we just want to spread kindness and love, and that everyone can make a difference in big ways, small ways, anyway, is important.
Yeah. And let's face it, we live in a world where a little more kindness and love and service is needed. So
yep.
Hopefully you can help be the change needed in the world.
Yeah, I love that. So yeah, if you want to share it on your social media accounts, yeah, just, you can do the hashtag for McKaylee. People can post too, and just let them know, you know, in McKaylee's honor on February 19th, it's Angel Day, and to just find a way to serve someone. So anyway, we're excited for it. It's always kind of, obviously, a hard time. Like, already I feel like it's somber. Like, as we get close to it, it's just, you know, it's more somber in our home. And that's just the reality. That's just how it is. But that's why knowing we have something to look forward to on her birthday is just really huge for us. It kind of gives us something else to focus on. And we know that that's what she wants. She wants us to focus on that stuff, and not the fact that she's, you know, physically not here. She wants us to focus on what we can do to feel her closer, I think, and to just make a difference in someone's life. So we're excited for it. It's always this sweet little experience whenever we're able to find ways to serve on that day.
Yeah, we always feel like she wouldn't want us to be brought down on that day, but instead, because of her, we could use that energy towards more positive things. And that's the goal.
Yeah. And yeah. I guess that's it. I was going to say something, but I can't remember. Yeah.
Well, we hope that you feel inspired to go do something good and to be praiseworthy and help out somebody in need, or just make somebody's day brighter. Thanks in advance for anything that you do on this day. It means a lot to us to know that our daughter is still inspiring people to be good and to spread more love in the world.
Yeah, I love that. And that she's being remembered.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times people who have lost a child, I think there's a worry of my child will be forgotten. And that is a like legit feeling. I have felt that. I know Eddie has felt that. And we, you know, this is just another way of keeping her alive and her memory alive. And so, yeah, we're so grateful when people share things with things they've done on that day. And yeah, she does continue to inspire people. Like, she's just seriously the most amazing.
Yeah, and especially as we've moved a couple times and going to those new places, you know, it kind of gives us an opportunity to share that part of our lives with people. And focus on her and bring them into our story a little more. Because, you know,
and she becomes a part of their life.
Yeah, because a lot of people haven't had the opportunity to meet her in real life. And, you know, we like to say that basically she's Molly. That her and Molly are very similar.
They look so much alike. It's crazy.
But, you know, it's a big part of our lives that not everybody knows about. And so we like to take the day to kind of remember her and spread her story to other people.
And we always do like a birthday celebration for her too. We either do it on her birthday or we just do it on another day, and this year it'll be on a different day. Last year was on a different day too, but it's where we invite anyone who wants to come and just celebrate her. And excuse me, we always have pink cupcakes because that's what she always wanted. She loved pink. And she loved Happy Meals too. So we go and get we always just go and get something fun that night to eat. And sometimes the kids will get Happy Meals, you know, because that's what she loved and they love it. So it's just fun little traditions that we've started. And it's just, again, it's things to distract us from, you know, the sadness of the day. While we do allow ourselves to be sad, we do try and focus on good stuff because we know that's what she wants. So anyway, it'll be good. So, all right. Well, just to wrap things up here, if there is anyone who would like to be on our podcast, who would be willing to share their story, or maybe they just want to highlight someone in their life who has been praiseworthy, who has helped them get through hard times, please let us know. You can leave a comment actually on the podcast. There should be a place to leave a comment. So you can let us know that way, or you can go to our website, www.b-praiseworthy.com, and there's a contact form on there that we can get. You can get a hold of us on our Instagram account, which is b.praiseworthy. Or if you know us personally, call us, text us, email us, let us know. We'd love to have you on. We are looking for people for future episodes. So definitely let us know. Or if you know of someone who you think would really like to share their story, please, please, please talk to them. And feel free to give them our contact info so that they can get a hold of us. But we're so grateful for all the support we've been receiving, and we just are really grateful for this platform. So
yeah, and thanks to everybody who has participated in the past, who has interviewed with us and has spread the word on their social media platforms as well. We really appreciate it, and we just hope that people feel uplifted and inspired. And let's keep it going.
Yeah, let's keep this going. All right. We will be back soon, I guess. All right. We will talk to you later. Have a good night.
Bye.